today, and now the currency threat. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics, welcome to this post, covering finance and property news with a distinctively Australian flavour. Well, as we flagged yesterday, Wall Street fell overnight, following a clearly signalled fall in China's yuan currency, which was a calculated reaction to President Donald Trump's recent tweet to impose an additional 10% tariff on the additional $300 billion worth of imports from China. The US-China trade war has escalated and the currency is now being weaponized. Trump, on Monday, called the weakening of the yuan a major violation and currency manipulation on Twitter. And the US Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said in a statement that Washington will engage with the International Monetary Fund to eliminate unfair competition from Beijing. One analyst said, "It's the escalation of the trade war. The dollar strengthening presents another issue. For companies that do a lot of business outside the US, it all adds up." And during Monday's session, the benchmark S&P 500 slid about 3% to mark its biggest one-day percentage decline since December the 4th last year. It ended at 2,844. That slump amounted to a $766 billion loss in paper for the index. And the futures is suggesting more falls ahead. The S&P 500 has fallen for six consecutive sessions and is now about 6% below its record closing high on only July the 26th. The Dow was down 2.9% to 25,717, and the Nasdaq fell 3.47% to 7,726, as many large tech firms are directly exposed to China. The weaker yuan and a stronger dollar pose challenges for US companies that do substantial business in China by effectively raising the cost of their goods for Chinese customers. Apple shares, for example, slid 5.2% to $193.15 as analysts warn that the newly proposed tariffs may hurt demand for the iPhone. The yuan weakened past the key 7 per dollar levels to its lowest level in 11 years after the People's Bank of China, with the blessing of policymakers in Beijing, set its daily midpoint at the weakest level in 8 months. It was at 7.0508. And adding to the tensions, China's Commerce Ministry said Chinese companies had stopped buying US agricultural products and that Beijing will not rule out imposing import tariffs on US farm products that were bought after the 3rd of August. The volatility index, or the fear index as it's called, reacted as expected and rose 6.98 points to 24.59, its highest in about 7 months. And the volume on the US exchanges was 9.41 billion shares compared with the 6.8 billion average for the full sessions over the last 20 trading days. And all this is hitting other markets as we record this show, with the ASX down this morning 2.3% to 5,372, and the local volatility index up 15.1% to 17.528, and keep a watch on gold and Bitcoin as this continues, as some will see this as a flight to safety. Finally, the Aussie was at 67.83, up a bit in early trading, but still well down from recent highs. And we are, I think, facing a significant challenge now. And I expect the markets to remain volatile for some time with a bias towards the downside. And remember that falls can easily become self-perpetuating in a crisis. So what a day for the RBA to discuss the cash rate. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.